somebody must be dead.
There ain't nobody dead. Somebody must be dead drunk.
No, I think it's a funeral.
Hey, look here. I believe it is a funeral. I believe I hear that trombone phone.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
And here is the first fish report for the 2025 salmon season. Today's June 8th, and we have only escapement numbers. There's no harvest summary out yet for the Alaska Peninsula, but we do have escapement numbers for the Alaska Peninsula, which include the Nelson River, the Ilinik, Ilyuk, and Chignik. So let's start now with the Chignik River. Yesterday, 2,500 fish went up the weir. 10 of those are counted for late run already, but the total now is 7,644 reds up the weir, and that is much better up until you get to the 2017-2016 season. So hopefully a good trajectory for the salmon escapement right now. This time last year, they had 429 fish, 126 in 2023, 1,000 by 2022. 2019 was the next closest, where they had 2,500 before you get to 2017-2016, where, of course, there was 46,000 fish up the weir by that time. So still trailing pretty significantly the 2017-2016 historical numbers in Chignik, but a good escapement comparatively to date. Nelson River had high water, so there's no numbers there. It's at zero fish to date. The Ilinik is at 1,300. That's looking mid-range for the last, they're at a total of 1,400 to date. This time last year, they're at 2,800. 2023, they're at 4,100. And then before that, it's mostly lower, except for a couple other years. The Illyuk River had no fish there either. Waiting to see about any harvest reports, but nothing out right now as of yet. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP for the Fish Report. My name's Austin Roof. Have a great day.
of a feather. Toot for robins in spring, let's go steady. You are my first love. Oh, 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 oh. We like the same things that makes living so sweet. Love in my movies, ink in balcony seats. Let's go steady. You are my first love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side by side, hand in hand. You'll be wearing my steady. You are my first love. So please listen to me. Someday we will be side by side, hand in hand. You'll be wearing my wedding band.
I love you so.
We go together. Life has frozen a coat. Why not come over? And you'll meet my folks. Let's go steady. You are my first love. Oh, 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 oh.
Outside.
I'll stuff you from the outside. Play the bass!
Now listen.
Oh, he's back, he's back.
Now, well, look, if Tutankhamun got sick, will I call his mummy?
You better call your mummy. You're playing him all that rubbish. Go on, play it.
The convict out on bail said, put me back in jail. Rang the knocker. He must be off his rocker. Then back in his old cell. The reason he did tell, his gum was stuck above his bed when he thought he was well. Does your chewing gum have more uses than it says upon the pack? Can you stretch it out much further than the man upon the rack? Can you lend it to your brother and expect to get it back? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour when your lips refuse to smack? Honey,
be. He said, I've been stuck to your bedpost since your early morning tea. Don't you chewing gum like this plain and from bedpost all the night. If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tongue? So can you leave it left and right? There's your chewing gum.
We'll be right back.
gonna do. I went down to see a gypsy woman one day. Yes, I did. I wanna find out. You know what I wanna find out? What's wrong with me and my baby? We ain't getting home. Like we used to do, like we used to do, no we're not. She told me, she said me, she told me, she said so.
so far.
Be seen dead with a living work of art. Nowadays, a fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine facts abstractly upon opinion, public base is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
It goes without saying.
I'm not too often concerned about this.
The medium is the massage. The medium is the massage. Marshmallow, marshmallow.
Yeah, how about that?
There'll probably be some music, but we'll manage to find a quiet corner where we can talk.
Professor McLuhan is...
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 4. The
medium of our time,
electric circuitry,
profoundly involves men with one another. Information instantaneously, as soon as information is acquired, very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of data classification. No longer modal passive recognition, block by block. We can no longer build serial, block by block, step by step, because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active interplay.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
What you expect McLuhan will be doing once he's there next year or later this year?
There's a friend of mine at Fordham who's on the faculty, and he's writing a booklet called What to Do Until McLuhan Comes. Yeah. Nice. We can't.
The French make a distinction. This is
I believe enough. It. I really believe it.
For another program.
But what he's done, it's kind of incredible in things like that, right? Because he's a very unlikely.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space, boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
The wrath of Achilles is my theme.
That fatal wrath, which in fulfillment of the will of Zeus brought the Achaeans so much suffering, and sent gallant souls of many noblemen to Hades, leaving their bodies as carrion for the dogs and passing birds. Let us begin, goddess of song, with the angry parting that took place between Agamemnon, king of men, and the great Achilles, son of Peleus.
Which of the gods was it that made them quarrel?
Pyramids are invisible. Their round rooms, pervasive structures, and overall patterns elude easy perception.
The discovery of the alphabet will create forgetfulness in the learned souls, because they will not use their memory.
We don't know who discovered water, but we're pretty sure it wasn't the fish.
I believe it. I really believe it.
The goose quill put an end to talk. It abolished mystery. It gave architecture and towns. It brought roads and armies, bureaucracy. It was the basic metaphor with which the cycle of civilization began. The step from the dark into the light of the mind. The hand that filled the parchment page built a city.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools, epos.
Whence did the wondrous mystic art arise of painting speech and speaking to the eyes, that we, by tracing magic lines, are taught how to embody and to color thought?
Writing did not merely record language. It was a totally new medium of expression and communication which the spoken word came in turn to imitate. Writing encouraged an analytical mode of thinking with emphasis upon lineality.
Once more, please.
The trouble is, I keep thinking of improvements on these passages all the time, with emphasis upon lineality, continuity, and connectedness. In other words, visuality.
Where is A? It precedes B, and B follows A, and precedes C.
Writing was an embalming process that froze language. It eliminated the art of ambiguity and made puns the lowest form of wit.
Should all Aquinas be forgot?
The expert is the man who stays put.
Soon all that will be required of us will be 1 hour's work a year.
Writing destroyed word linkages.
Might
the
be a word.
Simultaneous interrelation between many levels of meaning of the word have to be sacrificed to keeping everything moving on a single plane, on one level. The word became the static symbol, applicable to and separate from that which is symbolized. It now belonged to the objective world. It could be seen. It was a thing. Now came the distinction between being and meaning.
Baby, this thing is bigger than all of us.
Often we don't know what we think until a question is put to us.
Says that all he's doing is describing, not...
John? John who?
Doesn't make very many value judgments or suggestions about what people should do about these things.
Show me something.
For instance,
new.
Marshall himself
says
that
again.
All he's doing is describing, not prescribing.
Every new technology creates a new environment in which men live and work. The technology of the alphabet and of movable type. Printing. Predisposed us to think and act in certain ways. Printing extended the emphasis upon lineality. It fostered and encouraged a fragmenting process. A process of specialism and of detachment, a habit of thinking in bits and parts, and step by step. Printing completely changed everything. It changed what men thought of themselves, how they behaved toward each other. It changed systems of government, and so on, and so on, and so on.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
You know, the most favorable moment to seize a man and influence him is when he's alone in the mass.
Printing technology confirmed and extended the new visual stress. It provided the first uniformly repeatable commodity, the first assembly line, mass production. It created the portable book, which men could read in privacy and in isolation from others. Men could now inspire and conspire. It was the print-oriented genius of the Western world that created an applied knowledge and technology unrivaled in human history, and learned to manipulate matter, energy, and human life by breaking down every useful process into its functional parts, then producing any required number of each part.
You're feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy?
Just as pre-shaped parts became components of, say, an airplane, human specialists became components of a great social machine.
Compartmentalization of occupations. Compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about compartmentalization of occupations and interests bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
Well, guys, clocking it at $40,000 a year, coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book in their hand, asking for an autograph with absolutely the same degree of abandon and awe that they would go to Willie Mays.
The Balinese have a saying: we have no art, we do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge...
But on your right, the lovely Rhinoceros Mating Grounds were 1963.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate.
Each of these diseases then assign its own place in which it must be by.
Mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accord with nature and her manner of operation.
Why did the Moron take a ladder to church?
Like easel painting, the printed book added much to the cult of the individual. The private fixed point of view became possible. Literacy conferred the power of detachment, of non-involvement. There's a story which illustrates the kind of pun that is not customary in literary society.
David Ogilvy, the advertiser.
Story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street.
Tends to begin all his memos with...
And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine." The visual pattern of the sculptured costume, starched costume of the nun, bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume, so that the strange bridge between the nun and Batman is a bit of pattern recognition or visual punning. Visual punning, as opposed to mere verbal punning, is something that is beginning to happen again in our electronic time, and it is one of the pet activities of Eskimos. They delight in spotting visual puns in the ordinary environment in various materials.
Such as?
Stone. They delight to see a configuration in a stone that resembles a walrus tusk or a...
Do you like your job, Professor McLuhan?
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of printing in the book, the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets, because there was no backlog of obsolete technology to be liquidated first. Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Okay, now once more with more expression, Irving.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
No, hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time. This single piercing view demanded a central point of interest and an undisturbed, restful symmetry to either side of it.
This is the place to see it from, Phyllis.
Good.
The eye, it cannot choose but see. We cannot bid the ear be still. Our bodies feel where'er they be, against or with our will.
Those who write the anatomy of experience...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
These divisions in here...
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of culture.
Nature.
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant absorber and transformer of cultures.
I've never been here before.
Now for the evidence, said the king, and then the sentence. Now, said the queen, first the sentence and then the evidence. Nonsense, cried Alice so loudly that everybody jumped. The idea of having the sentence first.
The alphabet is a construct of fragmented bits and parts which have no semantic meaning in themselves. It must be strung together in a line, bead-like, and in a prescribed order. Its use fostered and encouraged the habit of perceiving all environment in visual and spatial terms, particularly in terms of a space and of a time that are uniform continuous and compared. The line, that good old reliable continuum, became the organizing principle of life.
When advanced systems of so-called typesetting really get going, then I think that it would be very, very simple to, and inexpensive, and quite reasonable to simply record conversation.
Yeah.
We habitually say, I don't follow you.
They're chopping and groping. Yeah.
The new principle, how does that grab you, is a more involved, multi-sensuous approach to the problem of meaning.
As we begin, so shall we go.
Rationality and logic came to depend on the presentation of connected and sequential facts or concepts. For many people, rationality still has the connotation of uniformity and connectedness. I don't follow you means I don't think what you're saying is rational. How does that grab you?
I still don't follow you.
Indeed, even our tests for sanity often assume that the line is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence.
Typography crack, the voices of silence.
Take it easy, but take it.
What has been worked over to give it a general character very, very few people can experience directly.
We are proud of our museums, where we display a way of living that we have made impossible.
The railway radically altered the personal outlooks and patterns of social interdependence. It bred and nurtured the American dream. It created totally new urban, social, and family worlds, new ways of work, new ways of management, new legislation.
Conkadook, he'll do.
As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort. Ours is the first age in which many thousands of the best trained minds have made it a full-time business to get inside the collective public mind. To get inside in order to manipulate, exploit, control.
The art of the speaker consists in compressing all of his aims into slogans.
We shape our tools, and thereafter, our tools shape us.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized as a global resource?
It is a business of the future to be dangerous.
Thirty spokes are made one by holes in a hub.
by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own beings.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
All media are extensions of some human faculty, psychic or physical. The wheel is an extension of the foot. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. Media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perceptions. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why? Naturally, she considers TV a waste of time.
Come and get it!
The dominant organ of sensory and social orientation in pre-alphabet societies was the ear.
Hearing was believing.
The phonetic alphabet forced the magic world of the ear to yield to the neutral world of the eye.
Man was given an eye for an ear.
Right.
They told me to continue what I was doing and to spread joy and revolution. If I don't smoke, someone else will.
The method of the 20th century is to use not single but multiple models for experimental exploration, the technique of the suspended judgment.
We haven't heard from Benjamin Franklin in Paris this year. We should write him a letter.
Electrical information devices for universal, tyrannical, womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
Just you and me, George.
Electric circuitry has rudely thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, and for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. The old civic, state, and national groupings have become unworkable.
Take a sentence like the medium is the message, which has been, you know, misunderstood. People who don't read McLuhan have got comments on McLuhan. They say, oh, well, of course, content is part of the message, too. And they think they've said something they haven't understood.
The medium is the message.
Well,
really. The medium is the message.
From his little office in Toronto, he's taken a whole generation by the scruff of the neck and said, look at this problem. Whether I irritate you into it or seduce you into it, he has just made a certain kind of awareness. The message.
We want freedom!
The older traditional ideas of private, isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technologies, are very seriously threatened by new methods of instantaneous electric information retrieval, by the electrically computerized dossier. That one big gossip column that is unforgiving, unforgettable, and from which there is no redemption, no erasure of
early mistakes.
Ours is a brand new world of all-at-onceness. Time has ceased. Space has vanished. We now live in a global village. A simultaneous happening. We are back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions, from which a few centuries of literacy had divorced us. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of a unified human family, that is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries. It is a process that is located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror, to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Joyce called it all space in a not shell. A not shell being an eternal present.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Planet Publishing Company.
In an electric information environment, minority groups can no longer be contained, ignored. Too many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation. We have become irrevocably involved with and responsible for each other.
Strangers who live far off is greatly dreaded.
It is a matter of the greatest urgency that our educational institutions realize that we now have civil war